Florida Department of Transportation spokesman Steve Olson says Sunrail started with a bang.
This is history that occurred here in Central Florida.
On its first day, people took almost 11,000 rides down the roughly 30-mile track. Olson says ridership has dropped each day since then, but numbers remain far above the state's target as people take advantage of free rides. On May 19th, maximum fares of $4 go into effect.
It's a pretty good bargain, especially when you look at parking in a downtown metro area like Orlando.
Olson says if trains continue being as crowded, Sunrail could consider adding a car or more daily trips, and the state could look at night and weekend service, something he says many riders have requested. But he says any changes would likely require more state funding. For WFSU News, I'm Jessica Palumbo.